Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably, and you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. S-M-R-T. S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after. Thank you very much for joining me today. As you know, we have fun around here. Otherwise, let's forget about it. Somebody who always helps us have fun, but always has something really smart to say, is our good friend Sheree Carter Scott. Sheree Carter Scott is the lady who authored the outstanding book, the book that changed the world, If Life is a Game, These Are the Rules. Yeah, you know that list that you heard about all those years ago? You didn't know who the author was? Well, it was Sheree Carter Scott, Dr. Sheree Carter Scott. And then she wrote a book about it. And then she's written a bunch of other books on that topic, If Whatever is a Game, These Are the Rules. A number of those kinds of books. And she just keeps cranking them out. And she's one of the smartest people I know. Sheree Carter Scott, welcome back to the show.
It's great to be back, Jim. I've missed you.
I've missed you, too. And especially, it's good to have you back on National Business Women's Week. You know, Sheree, when I think about women who have been business owners, who've been leading the way for business owners, for women business owners, for a long time. You gladly and happily admit that you've been a business owner since the 70s. You were a business owner when it wasn't always so cool to be a woman business owner, and you're one of the people that a lot of the little newbie women business owners who are coming along these days, you're one of the women who those women should thank.
Well, thank you very much. There was a group of us in San Francisco back in 74, 75 called Women Entrepreneurs, and let me tell you, there were about seven of us. And that was about it, you know, yeah. Those of us on the front line.
Only seven in the whole world, folks, and they were right there in San Francisco. You know, I heard Maya Angelou one time speak, the great poet and thinker. She was talking about her ancestors, Sheree, and she said, you know, those people paid for me. What they did, the way they lived their life and surviving and giving me life and building a foundation for all the things that I have right now, she said, I think back on them and I realize that I've already been paid for and they paid for me. Mm-hmm. And I know that you know women that were your mentors and also women that you thought about that were, you know, that were long gone by the time you came along, that were people that you took strength from. And now you're in that category. You're an example, I think. You're a great mentor to other women, and because I've asked you to mentor other women, and you've done that. And I know that makes you. It's got to make you feel good, especially knowing that you know it wasn't always easy. You had some tough times a few times, didn't you?
Oh yeah, there were some really tough times. I remember when you know each time there's some kind of major disaster that happens when everything having to do with training and is just cut from the budget. I remember overnight one time and there was about $35,000 just cut.
Wow.
You know, and it was
back
like,
when $35,000 was a lot of money.
Oh yeah. And we thought, should we go out of business or how do we stay the course? How do we do this? And I remember one moment when one of our biggest clients, GTE, the phone company, and we were working with them like crazy. And this is one lesson for your listeners. Never put all your eggs in one basket. Never. And, you know, it was hard for us because they had so much work for us. Go over here, mm-hmm. fix this, fix that. And we were just, you know, busy doing our projects.
Happy as little clams.
Very happy. And all of a sudden, this one guy said to us, you know, the team building project that you have going for us? And I said, yeah. He said, well, we're going to have to cancel. I said, why? He said, because my entire department's being laid off.
Oh, no.
There's no point in building a team when we're leaving.
Right.
Oh, my goodness. Well, this was one of those. And so my sister, who is a brilliant person in the team here, she said to him, I don't know where she got the presence of mind. I think it was divine inspiration. She said to him, how would you like to say goodbye to your people? How would you like to close out this chapter with your staff?
Wow.
And he said, what do you mean? And she said, well, you have an opportunity here. how do you want to say sayonara? And he was like, well, I don't know. And she was like, think about it. Come on, give it some thought. He said, well, I mean, I'd really like to send them off with a future, to be able to make their own destiny, to be able to have jobs, to be able to, you know, continue life, because a lot of them had been working here for 26 years.
Mm-hmm.
So what we did is we designed a whole program for him called New Beginnings. And it was to equip his people to be able to secure themselves with a job and a future so that he could sleep at night.
So you got to, you actually, because of your sister's quick thinking,
Yeah. You
actually got to help them rise out of the ashes, and you actually did the same thing for yourself, didn't you?
And the nicest thing about it was within 90 days, every single one of them had a job.
Wow. Congratulations. What a great success story. Folks, if you've seen Cherie Carter Scott's books, you know she's a beautiful woman. But as now you know, if you didn't know before, there's a whole lot more to her than that. She's a very smart lady and one of the pioneers in business women ownership. And she and I will be right back. She's got a new book that I want to tell you about right after these messages. Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining me today. Thanks for hanging around with me. We're visiting with our good friend, Dr. Cherie Carter Scott, the author of something under 100 books. I think it's under 100 so far, isn't it, Cherie?
I think it's something like 12.
Something under 100 and something under a billion copies sold worldwide. Cherie, you've got a brand new book coming out. Folks, this is just a classic example of the kind of trend setting, pace setting work that our brain trust does. Tell us about the book and tell us why it's so unique.
Well, I like doing firsts, and I like being first on my block to do things, and I like breaking ground. As you call me a pioneer, I've always liked that. This book is the first time ever that a Dutch and an American co-authors have created a book, a self-help book.
Mm-hmm.
And that's never been done before.
And the title is?
It's Happy With Me.
All right, now what is the title in Dutch?
Blame It May.
Okay.
Blay is happy and May is me, so
it's right.
Happy With Me. And the other thing is that it's a four-color hardback tabletop book.
Wow, so it's like a coffee table book?
Yeah, it's really
gorgeous.
Wow, those
are expensive.
And it is expensive, and it's a beautiful book that's done, and it's primarily for women, excuse me, but it is.
It's okay. Well, this is National Business Women's Week. You get to do that.
And
wait a minute. Why? I'm not going to let you get away with that. You knew I wasn't going to let you get away with that. Why is it just for women? Why did you do that?
Well, it could be for men, but the target is women.
And why is that?
I think because women are less happy with themselves than men are.
Really?
Yeah, I do.
Why?
Well...
Is it because men are so good at getting their needs met?
Yes. That's
I'll never forget you telling me that.
men are very often other, you know, they're focused on business, they're focused on sports, they're focused on tasks.
Is it that men do, is it because men are less likely to obsess about things?
Yes. Yes.
I'm glad you agreed so quickly, because I thought I might be getting into trouble there. But no, really, I think that is something that happens, don't you?
Yeah, I do. And the reason this book is important is, I mean, you look at the media and you look at the models and you look at all the body image stuff. And, you know, women always have someone to compare themselves to,
right,
who's going to be better than they are. And men don't always compare. I mean, they may compare the amount of money somebody makes. They may compare the size of business, but they don't really, it's not about themselves. And women think, you know, me, what about me? Do I look good enough? Am I dressed well enough? Am I thin enough?
Send all the cards and letters to Dr. Cherie Carter Scott, Van Nuys, California. Don't send it to me, ladies. I'm just trying to stay out of trouble here. Keep going, Cherie. I'm enjoying this.
So the idea of the book is to be able to address every different aspect of a woman's life and to be able to look at how to make her happy with herself and to look at role models who, as you say, have been there before, made those footprints in the sand, and have given us inspiration.
When you say these things in front of other women, do they disagree? Do they agree with you, or do they challenge you?
Oh, they totally agree.
Oh, they do?
They totally agree. It's not.
Do they agree when men are present?
Well, that's interesting. I haven't asked for men at present. But they do agree. They do agree that women have a harder time of being happy with themselves.
Are women their own worst enemy sometimes?
Yeah. Yeah, it's true.
Hmm.
Absolutely true.
And so how does that manifest in the marketplace?
Well, you know that whole situation that just happened with HP?
Yep.
That's the pretexting. Yeah, pretexting.
Yeah.
It's very symbolic of what goes on. You know, it's like the old boys have the network, and they oftentimes do not sabotage each other. The women have not learned how to ultimately.
So you're saying that men have better Kool-Aid than women do?
Sure.
When men drink our own Kool-Aid, it's better Kool-Aid than women. They don't stick to each other as much as men do. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I think when push comes to shove, women think of themselves as opposed to the team.
Have you ever thought about the concept of chivalry and all of this that we've talked about? I've thought about this a lot. You know, chivalry is something that really is still alive and well in, you know, among men.
Yeah.
And I wonder if, and I know that sounds like an archaic term, but I really do think it fits the bill. You know, I don't think there's as much chivalry among women as there is among men.
I think that's a good point. I agree. There could be more, but we never learned chivalry. It was not part of our...
Well, men have chivalry with men and with women.
Yeah.
But I think women could benefit from that, don't you?
I think so. Oh, I do think so. Maybe you could teach a course, chivalry for women.
I'd get into so much trouble. You know, I'm barely staying alive here right now. You know, I know this is going to come back to haunt me later on today, somewhere down the road. Because there are women who work here who listen to the show. So,
of course, they do.
I'm going to probably be challenged a little bit later on. But seriously, what would you like to tell women about this?
Well, that there is a way for us to be able to come to terms with who we are and to be happy with who we are physically, emotionally, mentally, interpersonally, spiritually. And it's not something that comes, you know, automatically. You have to work at it.
Mm-hmm. And don't put so much pressure on yourself.
Well.
and don't think... That, you know, so what if the house doesn't get dusted today? You know, so what if the clothes don't get folded?
It doesn't make you a
bad person because that happens.
No, it doesn't.
Or because you gained a couple of pounds.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, but it's all the relationships, it's all the tasks, it's all the perfectionism, it's the standards. It's bigger.
The new book is coming out only in Holland, though, right?
Right now.
All right, but it will be out later, and I'll get a copy, right?
Yes, you will.
And it's coming out later this month in Holland. So if you're listening in Holland, you may be on the Internet. It's coming out wherever books are sold in Holland, right there in that great country. It's Tintil. We'll be right back with Dr. Cherie Carter-Scott. As you know, as you can tell, she's the best. Welcome back. Here's that little band from Texas. It's 7 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're wrapping up National Business Women's Week. And we've been doing a lot of this week, talking to women about business and what makes women tick, what makes them have advantages in the marketplace, what are some of the challenges that they have that they have to deal with. One of the things that that Cherie Carter-Scott, Dr. Cherie Carter-Scott, has worked on for years is a concept that you call negaholics. Mm-hmm. I've got at least one book. Are there two books out about that?
Yes.
I think I got both books on negaholics. And you've been that's a term that you coined and actually I think trademarked quite some time ago, didn't you?
That's right, in the early 90s.
What is a negaholic?
Negaholic is someone who is addicted to negativity and thought, word, or behavior.
Mm-hmm. I have a friend who calls them agestivists.
A what?
Agestivists. Whatever it is, that they're against it.
Okay.
So, but I like your term better, negaholics. And here's something that I want you to perk up a little bit here, folks. Pay attention, because Cherie, you want to give my audience an early Christmas present, don't you?
Well, I would.
This is actually straight from her heart, by the way, folks. This is the kind of person she is. There's no funny business here. This is a real live, true Christmas present, and all you got to do is chip in a little bit for the shipping. You want to give them a book, don't you, Sheree?
Yeah, the name of the book is The Corporate Negaholic. That doesn't mean that they're the negaholic. It's all the stories that I've collected over 30 years of being in business and corporations of people who were negative and had to turn the situation around. So it's
how to solve those problems.
Yeah, exactly. It's a wonderful manual for being able to overcome negativity in a company. And I would like to give it as an early Christmas present to your listening audience if they'll pay for shipping.
That's all you got to do. Now, the best way to do this, you don't have to pay. So you can go through her e-commerce site. Give us the website, too, by the way.
www.themms.com.
Themms.com.
Yeah, themms.com.
All right, themms.com. All right. And you could go through there and go through the online store there, but then you'd have to pay for the book. But if you send her an email, or me, send either one of us an email, and you got my email, you can find my email on my website at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Or if you want to, send it to expert at jbsba.com. That'll get it there. That'll make sure it gets to me. And then give us your website, Sheree.
The website or email?
I mean email, I'm sorry.
If they send it to Dr. for Dr. Sheree, Cheriee, at themms.com, that's themms.com, it'll get to me.
And say, please send me the book, and then you guys, we'll work out how to get the money to you guys for the shipping.
Yeah, that'd be great.
All right, that sounds good.
And I'll sign it to them or whoever they want to give it to as a present, and they just indicate
that. Oh, yeah,
as well.
Oh, what a great idea. Sheree, that's such a nice thing for you to do. And I'm not, you know what? I'm overwhelmed by your generosity, but I'm not the least bit surprised. you're just that kind of person. And, folks, Sheree is an example of the quality of individual. She's on the top of the list of the kind of quality individuals we have here in the Brain Trust. And when you've heard me say before, these folks join me on the show because they care about you, this is an example. I know you do care about these folks, Sheree.
I do. I definitely do.
Because you know how important they are to everybody, don't you?
They're important to the fabric of our society.
Yeah. And not only the United States, you as an international businesswoman, it's global, isn't it?
Absolutely.
And women are playing a huge part in the global marketplace these days, aren't they?
More and more.
And is that a good thing?
It's a great thing, but two more things I want to tell your listeners before we get off the air. Next weekend, the 27th and 28th of October, I am doing, in Las Vegas, our very famous inter-negotiation workshop, which is a two-day breakthrough experience. So if any of your listeners are stuck and want a breakthrough and get moving in their business again, this is the time and the place. And they can contact you, Jim, and let you know that they're interested, and we'll get them the information.
Do they have to be in Las Vegas?
It's going to be in Las Vegas.
Okay. Well, I have a station in Las Vegas. So where's the location?
It's going to be at the Mercedes-Benz dealership on Sahara.
Oh, all right. But can they find out more about it at your website?
Yes, definitely.
TheMMS.com.
Yeah.
Sheree, we have to wrap it up. It just goes by so fast. Thank you. Congratulations on your new book with the co-author in Holland. We're looking forward to that book being available in the United States. And for all that you do for us and for small business worldwide, Sheree, we thank you.
Thank you for having me, Jim.
Okay, see ya. Dr. Sheree Carter-Scott, ladies and gentlemen, she's the best. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, because without your courage, hard work, and devotion to your dreams, America and the world would not be the place that it is. And before I go, I want to remind you of one important thing. This program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.